It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Anchor Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot here this morning as we start the last week of the year?
Well, you know, corn has been an impressive market. It hasn't been setting the world on fire as far as big gains on a daily basis, but it's been the little engine that could. It just continues to push and trade with gains. It's now up the highest level that it's traded at since June. So we've been seeing some pretty good push in the corn market. So I'd say corn is one of those that are in the hot category. Surprisingly enough, cattle continue to be in that as well. Even with the corn going up, we're still seeing some pretty good strength in the feeder cattle market and the live cattle market because of strong demand, tight supplies. But those supplies could start to change after the first of the year if we start to see that border open up. And then, of course, once we get to 2025, we have to worry about what's going on as far as potential tariffs are concerned as well.
What's not hot then?
You know, I'm going to go with, you know, the wheat market and the soybean flax. I mean, the wheat and soybeans put in new lows here 2 weeks ago. They've been seeing a little bit of strength since then, so they're a little bit off of their contract lows, but still at the bottom end of their trading ranges, not seeing the same strength that we've been seeing as far as corn is concerned. Part of that is slow demand for wheat and, of course, good conditions as far as Brazil is concerned, and also stiff competition with Brazil as the real continues to drop as our dollar continues to be firm.
The dollar value, that is something that we've been kind of struggling with for quite some time.
It has been, you know, and it's up in the upper end of its ranges. It's been putting some pressure in, especially on, you know, the value that of our currency going up, all the other countries' currencies going down, which makes their import products, so, you know, their wheat, their soybeans a little bit more attractive. So we've been seeing a little bit of lost exports as far as soybeans are concerned because of that. Hopefully we can put some pressure in on the dollar and help change that. But for right now, it continues to be on the firm side.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.